I'm John Batchel with my good colleague, Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former Senior Advisor to the Secretary of State, Mr. Pompeo, and many years in Asia for the Wall Street Journal editorial page in Hong Kong, traveling throughout Asia. The dilemma with China, negotiating with China at the same time knowing that it is responsible, the Chinese Communist Party is responsible in taking profits from poison, narco-terrorism. Not only with fentanyl, as has been established by the Trump administration, repeatedly requiring China to stop the precursor shipment from China's manufacturers to Mexican labs that are turned into fentanyl to poison Americans, in fact, poison the Americas. But also, I learned methamphetamine, an older poison that is very popular throughout Asia, coming in to the U.S. in the same drug trade routes, made in Myanmar with the complete endorsement and protection of the Chinese Communist Party. In other words, China is a trading partner at the same time it's a drug lord. Mary, what is the dilemma? Do we continue to treat China as a legitimate power at the WTO, a rising superpower, or do we regard it as what it is, which is a narco-terrorist state?
Well, the U.S. government under Republican and Democrat administrations has not declared China an enemy. They may say that it's an adversary colloquially, but officially it's not an enemy. And so we're in this very odd policy space where we're supposed to do deals with them on the one hand, but then, you know, build up our militaries and confront them on the other. It's all very confused. They are an enemy. They consider us an enemy. We should consider them an enemy. Fentanyl and other forms of drug trafficking is a tool of their state that they use against ordinary Americans. Tens of thousands of people die of fentanyl poisoning every year. China could stop that if they wanted to stop the export of precursors. They choose not to because they see it's an effective tool. They see us reacting to it. You know, the FBI director, Kash Patel, went to Beijing just in these last days to celebrate an agreement to crack down on these precursors. While I admire his energy and I admire his intent, I think unfortunately the record is that the Chinese have never hewed to these agreements. They've made them before, and they'll probably break this one too.
In dealing with China, then, the dilemma is, do we continue to treat it as a competitor, as in the European Union is a competitor, as Germany is a competitor? You suggest that it's in some gray zone in between. How do we conduct affairs, then, in negotiation for tariffs, for example, for trade, when they're equally unreliable with any other gang that you wouldn't deal with on a state level? How do you sit in a room with people who you know are responsible for terror?
Well, I think it's important to keep communication channels open. I think you just have to be realistic about the nature of the counterparty, just as you would in a business negotiation. Treasury, Commerce, and USTR are running China policy. These are guys who have thought about intellectual property law and managing portfolios. They haven't really thought about the use of national power or the nature of these regimes. State, DOD, and Intel have thought about American power and the nature of regimes, but they're not running the show. And so, therefore, we see this effort to reach out and do deals. They're doing it in good faith. I just am skeptical that it's going to be successful based on the statements out of Beijing and their behavior over time. So I think they're trying to do the best they can for the American people. But until we get to the point where the United States is clear as a government that this is an enemy, you're going to continue to see this sort of push and pull and back and forth. And that only benefits the Communist Party of China, which uses this time to build up its military power and its influence and its leverage over us.
Mary Kissel, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.